Thank you very much and welcome back. Now that we've got a look at the markets and the weather forecast, let's hear from the North Dakota State climatologist, Daryl Richeson, who's calling for some lively weather tonight.
You know, one of the reasons, actually, you know, the Storm Prediction Center right now has southern North Dakota, west central Minnesota in their third of five categories for severe weather potential tonight. And a lot of that is because of straight-line wind possibilities tomorrow night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. But the thing is, if that does come to being and we have like a bow echo and we get these 60, 70, 75 mile per hour wind, it's moving so fast, it probably won't drop all that much rain, you know. But I think southern North Dakota, and I think we even talked about this last week, much better potential for rain than northern North Dakota or northwestern Minnesota. I, now that I'm state climatologist, participate in the drought monitor, and I'm not an author. They a lot of times do not take my recommendations, which I'll be honest, sometimes really frustrates me. But I was able, you know, to get northwestern Minnesota and northeastern North Dakota increased in their drought categories in the drought monitor because it's been so dry up there. So far this month, they're only running about one third of average. And truth be told, most of Cass County is only running 30 or 40% of average. Fargo got hit by, you know, last night and another rain, but it missed most of you in Cass County. I would say most areas from about Interstate 94 straight north to the Canadian border, most areas are only running 30 or 40% of average so far this month. So, yeah, it's rain, but, again, it is our rainiest month of the year. And, you know, by average standpoints, we really haven't gotten all that much until, well, you go south if you're at Roberts County when they've had way too much. On paper tonight should be a little bit more widespread. And again, the big threat will be, you know, a straight line, you know, wind, like a bow echo crossing through the area. But it's the weather, you know, until it happens, it happens. You know, you get a lot of ingredients together and sometimes it just, for some whatever reason, doesn't to do it. But yeah, there'll be some thunderstorms.
And then a hot weekend, followed by a pretty strong cold front Sunday. Starting Monday, much cooler than the weekend. How long for the 60s?
You know, I think on Monday will be just brief. And the thing is, on Monday, say if you're in the southern Red River Valley, say Fargo, Wappen and Breckenridge, it still might be mid to upper 80s on Monday. It will be how far will that front go? You know, so we might be still warm, but even Valley City and Jamestown might be in the 70s that you're talking about. So Monday, yeah, it depends on where you are again. But Tuesday, I think everyone will be cool. But then we should gradually, I think, warm up next week. And I wouldn't be surprised then by next weekend, you know, we're back into the 80s. You know, kind of typical this time of year, you know, you're cool. Cold front comes through, you have thunderstorms, you cool down a couple of days, and then every day you gradually warm up, and then a week later, another cold front comes through, some scattered thunderstorms, and then you repeat that. You know, that's kind of common for us this time of year, and I think that's what's going to happen. Okay. But I know there are some areas that will be in the 60s, but most areas, their cool readings will probably be 70 to 75.
Next big holiday weekend, the 4th of July.
You know, boy, it's 2 weeks away. So I really think we're going to warm up this weekend, cool down for a couple, 3 days next week and gradually warm up. And then as we get into, say, July 1st and 2nd, we'll probably then be back on the cool side and then gradually warm up for that weekend again would be my probably educated looking at the pattern guess, which would mean maybe starting off in the 70s, finishing in the 80s that weekend or something like that. But, you know, anything in the 70s or 80s, I think people would be happy with weekend. It really will come down to thunderstorms. You know, when, you know, would they pop up at the wrong time? If, you know, we're still in a kind of that time of the year where it's hard to go 3-4 days in a row without at least some scattered thunderstorms coming around. Okay. So I think that this year might that be a bigger concern than really temperatures. I just wouldn't think we'd have one of those weekends, which we've had in the past on Independence Day when it's in the 60s, which no one enjoys.
Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist and the director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, and a good friend. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.